From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is giving a nod to Mitt Romney in his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. In a straw poll at its annual meeting today, Romney won 38% of the Conservative activist vote, which has no official role in the nominating process. Romney's hoping to win Maine's straw poll this evening. Greek Prime Minister Loukas Papademos is warning living standards in Greece will collapse, fuel and medicine will be in short supply, and the country will have to leave the eurozone if lawmakers don't approve a new austerity package in exchange for a multi-billion dollar bailout. He made the comments today in a televised address as the Greek parliament prepares to vote on the measure. But as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, Greek unions are leading another day of strikes to protest the deal.
A few dozen communist protesters scaled the Acropolis and unfurled protest banners that read, "Down with the dictatorship of the European Union." The protests have been small compared to others in the past. On Friday, a small demonstration outside Parliament briefly turned violent when fringe protesters in masks threw gas bombs at riot police, who responded with tear gas. But most Greeks don't demonstrate, though many oppose austerity measures, which have devastated the economy. They want Greece to remain in the eurozone. To do so, Greece must avoid a messy default next month when bond payments are due. It has no cash, so the new bailout and a separate debt swap deal would help pay those bills. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
British police say they arrested 8 people today in an ongoing bribery and corruption investigation connected to Rupert Murdoch's media empire. From London, Larry Miller reports those arrested are suspected of paying or receiving cash in exchange for information used in newspaper stories.
Rupert Murdoch's News Corp confirms 5 of those arrested are employees of its Sun newspaper. They are suspected of corruption, aiding and abetting misconduct in public office, and conspiracy. The others arrested are serving policeman, a member of the armed forces, and a Ministry of Defense official. News Corp says it provided information to the police that led to the arrests. In a statement, it says it's committed to ensuring unacceptable news gathering practices will not be repeated. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Syrian forces continue mortar and tank attacks on Homs, the center of the opposition to President Bashar al-Assad. At least 7 people were killed today. And the violence has spilled into Lebanon. In the Lebanese city of Tripoli, pro- and anti-Assad factions divided between 2 Muslim sects battled through last night and into today. And near Syria's border with Lebanon, Assad's forces seized parts of the mountain town of Zabadani after the government agreed to a ceasefire with rebels. In Damascus, meanwhile, an army general was assassinated. This is NPR. Iran's president says he will soon make public what he calls very big new nuclear achievements. Speaking at a rally in Tehran marking today's 33rd anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad insisted Iran will never stop enriching uranium. Iran is under several sanctions imposed by the West, which suspects the country's planning to produce nuclear weapons. Thousands of Japanese protesters are marching against nuclear power in Tokyo amid concerns the idled reactors may soon be restarted. They say the move would threaten public safety. From Tokyo, John Matthews reports demonstrators are closer to their wish for a nuclear-free nation.
With Japan's last active nuclear reactor scheduled to be offline for maintenance by May, pressure is mounting to reboot before summer amps up the nation's demand for energy. Demonstrators, joined by Nobel Prize-winning writer Ken Zabuto Oe, peacefully marched through the streets of Tokyo, demanding Japan completely abandon its atomic program in the wake of the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Residents living near the plants are pressuring their local leaders to hold up approval for restarts, but government and utility officials are working to break the impasse with stress tests and plant lifetime restrictions. Japan's anti-nuclear movement is the largest in decades for the traditionally protest-averse nation. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
South Africa is issuing a set of banknotes that bear the image of the country's first black president, Nelson Mandela. The announcement comes on the 22nd anniversary of Mandela's release from prison, where he was held for 27 years. President Jacob Zuma says the banknotes are an expression of South Africa's deep gratitude for Mandela's long campaign against apartheid. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.